Time to wake up now.
Where did you hear that?
Where did you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
Well, then I guess it must be true. It
must be true then.
Lies.
Lies, all lies.
All lies.
I'm going back to bed.
You're going to miss out.
You're going to miss out on all the fun.
It's going to be a fantastic show.
Well, we definitely don't want to miss that.
Let's get to it.
It's showtime, baby.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so thrilled with the blue sky out there this morning. It's gorgeous. You know what that means? Positive attitudes. Well, hopefully. Doesn't always mean that, but, you know, we get to be a little bit gloomy when it's dark skies and rainy and wet. When it's nice blue sky and sunshine, we just all feel better. And boy, this country needs to feel better. What the media isn't bringing you is the fact that almost every day, especially surrounding the anniversary of the death of George Floyd, there have been riots. Heck, even at his memorial, shots were fired. When you release positivity, you bring back positivity. But there is an entity surrounding us that just wants us to be negative. Just wants us to be negative. So, we're going to try and do some positive stuff. Get you set for CPAC. Yeah, CPAC in Texas. It's going to have what the perfect location to have CPAC this year. Perfect location. Texas is, they're nailing it. Abbott, they're nailing it. Not allowing critical race theory. They opened everything up, which, by the way, since they opened everything up, no adverse reaction. Imagine that. All these different states that by the Biden, you know, that could be a campaign slogan. Just change BY to BUY, by the Biden. Put an S on it. By the Bidens. It's funny how you just come up with things. By the Biden regime, you know, all of these state leaders were Neanderthals. How could they do that? How could they open up their states and put all of their people at risk? Because their governors cared about their states and their constituents and the residents so much, they actually did their research. They listened to the scientists and the doctors who were being silenced, who were being banned everywhere. We saw the censorship. We saw everything. And that's the point of what's going on right now. Because people have to see it for themselves. They have to experience what is going on. Republicans, independents, Democrats, for people to truly understand what is going on in this country. What is going on in this country? Well, if you want to understand it, go on to eventbrite.com and search the Patriot Street Fighter or Scott McKay. He will be here on June 19th, and he will lay it all out for us. Lay it all out. June 19th, eventbrite.com. Today's poll question: who's going to take care of us? Because we've seen, we've seen how the tyrannical Sisolak takes care of us. He shuts us down. He locks us up. He denies us life-saving medication. He follows the playbook. He does what he's told. So here's today's poll question. Since Dean Heller announced that, you know, he's looking at running, Lombardo just said something. If the election for governor were held today, who would you vote for? Would you continue on with Governor Sisolak? Would you vote for Joe Lombardo, Adam Laxalt, Dean Heller, Fred Simon, Tom Heck, John Lee? We need to remove Mark Amaday because Mark's actually not going to run for governor. He's going to run for his seat in Congress. Once again, I've talked with him about that. So what do you think? Who do you want at the helm? Yesterday's poll question. Yeah. Pretty much like I thought. Do you know who Cash Gernon is? 90% of those participating said no. 90%. And this is how the media works. This is how it all works. Because if we had fair and unbiased media, the removal of a four-year-old from his bed in Dallas, Texas, and being stabbed to death by an 18-year-old, you would know exactly who he was. Now, the reason I bring this up is because you know who George Floyd is. You know who a lot of names are. You know a lot of names, especially in the Black community. Why? Because they fought the police when they were being arrested. Rather than just be arrested, they decided they didn't want to be. And when you fight, tragic things happen. But here is a little four-year-old boy asleep in his bed, and an 18-year-old by the name of Darian Brown, who just happens to be Black, comes in, removes him from his bed, takes him outside, and stabs him to death. What a lot of people didn't hear was that the reason he got caught was because he was actually going back for Cash's little twin brother. Yeah. He was going to do it again. But you don't hear a lot about that. You don't hear people memorializing Cash's name. No, you don't. You don't hear a lot about the 13-year-old boy, Black, who robbed an Asian man and beat him up. Well, beat him up, then robbed him. That's how the media plays its games and turns people against each other. Because they won't focus on black on black crime. Is that because that's 50% of the crime in America is black on black? They won't. BLM doesn't address it. Black lives matter. All lives matter. Cities, counties, screaming that they need to defund the police. A lot of them did. Guess what? Their crime skyrocketed. And now quietly, they're trying to figure out a way to refund the police without it being a big deal that crime was so escalated in their communities. This is what happens when you bow down to a domestic terrorist organization. And don't think we don't have them here, because they were out and about the other day. This is where we take a stand to get our country back. Crime is crime is crime. It's all got to end. It's all got to stop. Do we need some reforms? Yeah, but we need smart reforms. We don't literally handcuff law enforcement when they are trying to protect us. Just because someone's out there screaming on a bullhorn. Get your bullhorn and scream the facts back to them. Where did all those billions of dollars in corporate money that they were given, in money that was coerced out of small and large businesses because they didn't support BLM? Or maybe they said something against them. That money went to the Democrats for Democrat elections. It went to houses and drugs and party favors in the form of prostitutes for different organizers who chose how they were going to spend the money that they received, the millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars that they either skimmed out or just were flat out given. That's not the country that I want to live in. I want to live in the same country that Martin Luther King wanted to live in, where we weren't judged by the color of our skin. Content of character would be really nice, but you've got 13-year-olds running around, beating people up, robbing them. You have 18-year-olds feeling it's okay to go in and kidnap a child and stab him to death and then go back for his brother. What's happening to the younger generation? Could it be what they're being indoctrinated with? Could be. Those little minds are sponges. And they don't get that it's wrong to take a life. That's something that you learn in church, you learn in family. You learn in school. You learn from law enforcement. You learn from punishment if you do. That it's not right to just go in and steal something from somebody. We have to get back to our morals and values, and we have to teach the millennials, the X generation, the kids of today to have a soul. They have them. They've just been corrupted. The corruption needs to stop. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
Almost done packing for the family road trip. Bathing suit, check. Picnic outfit, check. Sandals, check. Snacks, check. Flask, check. Flask, check. Flask, check. Good thing my husband's driving.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And we're going to have a little bit of fun today, but get some information out there. Already getting texts about the choices for governors. Like, sorry, that's the poll question, 991fmtalk.com. Let's see, Sisolak is a communist. Oh, Fred Simon, all the way. Nice. The others are politicians climbing the ladder. Yeah, yeah. So Fred Simon's got the first choice so far, and Laxalt is the alternative. This is very interesting. Love it. Love it. What do you want changed? Because that's the only way anything is going to happen. I tried to tell you that they were coming. Vaccine passports. It was like, no. Then Ireland started it off. Then we saw Europe pretty much sign up. Saw an interview last night with some 20-somethings that literally 10 of them had just come from the injection center where they were encouraging people. And the number one answer as to why they got the shot, they wanted to travel. They had no education whatsoever about what was in it, the chemicals, the side effects. They just got it. How many people are just getting it? Of the 50% of the country that has had the injection now, because they just want to do things. No concern for their health in the future. Well, papers, please. Oregon has now become the first Stasi state. The Vax Pass Police will check your passport before entry. Yes. In Oregon and in one California county, are now required to show their papers before being allowed in businesses and workplaces without a mask. So, how far off are we from everyone having to do this? We live in a Democrat-controlled state. And Sisolak believes that he can do anything. Anything he wants. So is this coming our way? Well, that's what's going to see a lot of people move. And remember, please never forget, anything that is passed by the legislature, anything, any law, any rule that is handed down can always be reversed. But will it take too long to be reversed? That's why we cannot let this happen in any way, shape, or form. No vaccine passports. It cannot happen. Just so you know, this coming from America's frontline doctors, the ones that were silenced, the ones that are still being censored, even though it's information straight from the CDC. The CDC has now changed the cycle threshold to 28 or lower cycles for the PCR tests. Previously, testing companies were using higher thresholds, which resulted in how many millions of false positives? America's frontline doctors has been warning you about this for over a year. So what changed? The science didn't change. Hell, it was the inventor of the PCR test that said this couldn't be used for something like this. That it was going to give off false positives. Why do you not hear him screaming that from the rooftops? Because as soon as he said it, he was dead a few months later. We'll just leave it at that. Guess what? It's recall Thursday. You want to win cash? $100 cash? It's a toughie. But we'll have our recall question coming up for you sometime between now and 12 o'clock. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm just going through a few of my texts. And regarding today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com, if the election were held right now, who would you vote for governor? Sisolak, Laxalt, Heller, Dean Heller's thrown his name in. Lombardo, the sheriff from Clark County, John Lee, Fred Simon, a local, Tom Heck, also a local. So what do you think? Well, somebody just texted me, Dominion will decide. Trust me, by the time we get to the primary, we will not be using Dominion voting machines. If Joey Gilbert and myself have anything to do with it, and you have anything to do with it, calls to the county commissioners, calls to the Secretary of State, calls to all of your legislators, we will not vote by Dominion voting machines, even tabulators. Make sure that they know that. It better be paper ballots and hand count. Bring back the Chads even. I don't care. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Remember that text line. It's the same line, 884-9910. We're going to have our Recall Thursday cash question coming up at some point between now and noon, 884-9910. Sherry's on the line right now. Sherry, thanks for calling into the program. You want to talk about a survey?
Yes, I received this survey. It's addressed to the residents of my address, and it's through the United States Census Department. And it says the American Community Survey. Now, some of these questions that they're asking my husband and myself are very personal questions. They want to know the date we were born. They want to know from the date we were born, our name. They want our names. Then they go on to ask, of course, the race and all of those questions, which are typical on a survey. But then it goes over to these questions, which are housing. They want to know how much we think our house is worth, how much our monthly mortgage payment is, how many acres we have. Do we raise any type of, livestock? Do we raise and sell vegetables? Then it goes on to ask us, if we're retired, how much Social Security do we receive? And it also asks us how much money we have in our bank account.
No, Sherry, throw that away. That's garbage. That is not.
I called. No. I called the census. I looked it up online. I called the census line. It is a American community survey, and they want all of this information. They won't even know if you can dress yourself or take yourself to the doctor.
That's none of their business.
Exactly.
That's
incredible. It's a $5,000 fine if I don't fill this out. And this is my third notice. So now they're telling me if I or my husband don't fill this out for this address, we will receive a call from a census worker, which will cost us $100. Then if we refuse at that point, they can fine us up to $5,000.
No.
Oh, the penalty for not filling it out is $5,000.
Yeah, no. I would hand that to Joey Gilbert and say, here you go. Did you? Good. Okay.
I took it to Joey and, to see what, the girl in his office could not believe these questions.
I can't either. How much money you have in your bank account? That's nobody's business.
Exactly.
Besides, once they get the survey, it would change.
Exactly. That's what I'm afraid of. And they want to know how many hours you worked last week, how many hours you worked last year. I mean, some of these questions are
I still think, Sherry, even though you contacted and called the number, I think that that's just... I don't think that that's actually the Census Bureau. I think that that's a number that goes someplace where they answer as the Census Bureau. They can't do that. It's illegal. I think it's a complete scam.
You can go to respond.census.gov/ACS for more information. Do you want me to repeat that?
Do you have a way of copying that?
Yes, I do.
Would you send me a copy of that entire thing? Because, that's not, that's none of their, excuse my language, effing business.
That's the way I feel.
That is something, that sounds like something from the UN and the Great Reset. They're trying to determine, okay, we got to get rid of this person's cattle, their ability to grow food and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sherry, that is
amazing. I talked to a woman yesterday at this phone number that they give you, and they do answer it as, United States Census Bureau. I mean, but it still could be a scam, but I don't think it is.
Wow.
And
I am praying.
But I'll send you a copy of the letter.
Sherry, I'm praying that's a scam because that's not right.
Oh, I would want it to be a scam and not something from our government that they can be so asked these very invasive questions.
Yeah, this is very intrusive.
Intrusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sherry, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
And now, what number do I, can I fax it to you or email it
to you?
Yeah,
you can just email it to me at Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, at 991fmtalk.com.
Okay.
I can't wait to see this.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Sherry, you're awesome. Okay. Thank you so much for being on the ball and getting that to Joey. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I would tell you that if you get something like this, do not fill it out until we research this more with legal teams. Sherry,
yeah,
please.
They sent it to the wrong person. But, you know, we donated to several campaigns this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like we're being targeted. We were targeted once before. Nobody gets audited. They ended up giving us money back, but we were audited because we participated in the Ron Paul campaign both times he ran.
Wow.
And during that time, we were audited three times during that period. It was just like, you're kidding, another audit?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, Sherry.
Yeah,
this is how far we have fallen into Marxism, and people mm-hmm. aren't picking up on it. This is what happens when Democrats think that they can pull one over on the American people.
Yeah, and you know, Monica, it is such a shame what is going on. You know, people, I'm not taking the vaccine, but people out there, my husband was talking to one of his customers this morning, and he thinks Biden rolled out the vaccine, and Biden invented the vaccine. I just can't believe people are that stupid.
You know, the vaccine was out years ago when they created the virus. We're all mm-hmm. being played. So I'm right there with you, Sherry. So God bless. Thank you so much. I need to make some other calls.
You.
This is big. This is big. It just, you know, it puts out there for you what people are doing behind your back. Educate yourself. Know what's going on around us. We're going to take a quick break. Vance, please hang on the line. I'm going to get this break out of the way so we can have a nice conversation. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and thanks for participating in the program. Let's get back to the talk and text line at 884-9910. Check in with Vance this morning. A different Vance. This is a first-time caller. Hi, Vance.
Hi. Yeah, you had another Vance earlier?
Yeah. Oh, we have another Vance that is just a fireball and calls in all the time. So it kind of surprised me when I saw the name because I was just texting with him, too. So what's on your mind?
Yeah. You don't run across many Vances nowadays.
No, you don't.
Not at all. In 2015, in June, I came back from Afghanistan, and I had a letter. And the letter, I didn't really pay attention to it, but it wanted me to answer a bunch of questions for a survey. And it went all the way to where do you do banking information, and also want to know, you know, the stores. And it give you a list of like Walmart, Target. And I just threw it away, to be honest. I didn't mm-hmm. think anything of it. I got another one about a month later. So I called the number, and it was the same as the lady you had on a little bit ago. I think it was Sherry.
Yeah, Sherry.
And they told me it was legit and that they demand. I wasn't asked. I was told it's a demand that I answer these questions. And I asked, under what authority do you get this? And they said it was part of the U.S. Census. I'd never heard of this. And I work for a government agency. So I checked it out, and it is legitimate. They're calling it some sort of a business deal, and it goes off your address, not who you are. Well, I refused to sign it. So a guy showed up at the Census Bureau, and he showed me what the fine would be and told me that if I had a problem writing or reading, that he was there to help me fill it out. But I was going to fill it out. Now, I had just come back, and I didn't own a home yet, so I was renting. I immediately looked for another place, because if you're telling me it's residence-based, I want nothing to do with this. Before I could move, he came back out. The guy was retired military, hired by the Census Bureau. They had their IDs, and there was another guy with him. And they told me, you do this and move, and we may take that as you're intentionally trying to avoid the census, and the fine will be up to $5,000, first offense. Since I had already refused it after they had come out once, they would add that $5,000 to it. It would be $10,000. Well, I got another rental. I'm like 80 miles, 70 miles east of where you are, I believe. And it wasn't too hard out here at the time. And I moved, and I haven't heard back from them since. But, yeah, she's right. It is legit. They're claiming that it's done to help local businesses. So they get an average of what you make, where you're spending it, where you go out to eat. There's a list of, if I remember right, there was like 70 different questions on mine. And it was everything from where do you go to see a movie? How many friends do you have? Do you shop with your friends? Do you go out and eat alone or with a family, or is it usually in groups? And it was some of the most bizarre things I'd ever seen in my life. And I was told that it's quite literally just so that they can help local businesses to understand their demographics.
You know, you can go to any media representative out there, and they can help you understand your demographics. You know, we get that right. Information. You cannot be forced and intimidated to give personal information, whether it's for a business or not. That's BS. I mean, that's complete BS.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you, but they are dead serious. They want to know who you shop with, who you bank with, an approximate amount. And I brought up the same thing you did. I said, look, if I have $1,000 in there next month, it may be $100. What are you going with this? And he said, well, if you have $1,000, we'll take the highest and we'll average that with the bills. That's the other thing. They ask about your bills. How much on average do you pay for electrical, these things? So he said, we'll take it, then we'll average out the bills, we'll subtract it, and that tells us how much you would be making for other things. You know, like entertainment, going out. I mean, I thought it was just complete crap, but it isn't. They're very serious about it. I don't know when it started. But it's been a while because it hit me in 2016.
I'm curious, Vance, with you being former military. Are you still military?
No. I got hurt, and I was a medevac.
With you being former military, and with those two coming to your home, being former military. Did you get a sense from them at all that it's like, what are you guys doing? You realize this is a violation of the Constitution, of your personal rights. Did they seem bothered by that at all, that they were doing this?
No. I asked them. I said, look, I'm not in the mood for this crap. I just came back. You know, I just want to be left alone. And the one gentleman, he says, well, I'm retired military. I said, really? I said, a lot of people say that. And he showed me his ID. So he's got retired military ID from the Air Force. The guy that was with him didn't show me an ID. He didn't really talk too much. But the guy who showed me ID said, you know, and I said, well, then why are you doing this to me, man? I said, you know, we did the same stuff, you know. I mean, this can't be legit. And he said, look, if Congress votes something in and the president signs it, that makes it legit. And that, you know, to me, that's saying it really doesn't matter what the Constitution says, because if we grab a piece of paper, five bubbas and a pen, you're going to do whatever we tell you to do. And it doesn't matter what, you know, the parchment says.
Yeah.
That's the way I took it.
And it's
quite literally, I don't care about your constitutional rights. This was voted in, so you have to.
And it's very interesting. Wow, I can't believe any military person saying that. it's very interesting either. That it's, you know, it's signed in when a Democrat is president, and then we don't hear about it for 4 years when there's a Republican at the helm, and now we hear about it again. That's also suspicious.
It was 2016, you know, and I'm sure somebody's got a record of it. There's a group or a unit out of the governor's office, I think, that's for military, mm-hmm. and they're supposed to help military legal. I was actually going to call them on it and say, hey, can you get the records of these guys? And when they came out, just, you know, in case something had happened to me, like, you know, they did come out and sue me or something. But I never fell through with it, you know.
Yeah.
Probably should have.
That's scary stuff, Vance. And by the way, Vance says hi.
Tell Vance, outstanding name.
Well, he just heard you, so he's listening. Vance, thank you so much for reiterating what Sherry was talking about. And I have to do a deep dive in this with Joey Gilbert as well and see if we can come up with something, because this is atrocious, and I can't believe any American would have to go through this, especially since you don't even have to answer census questions. You know, it's mind-boggling. Right. But I got to let you go, Vance. I got a hard break here. Thank you.